The real GDP rose by only 0.1% during the first quarter of 2014. What happened to the economic recovery?
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
Real gross domestic product, which measures the output of goods and services in the United States, increased at an annual rate of 0.1% in the first quarter. This is a significant drop from 2.6% growth of the fourth quarter of last year. What happened to the growth rate of 2013? Which sectors impacted the first quarter results? Of course, we are all aware of the impact of the snowstorms during the first quarter of this year. To clarify, I should emphasize that snow on the roads does not shut down all consumer expenditures. For example, if you were planning to buy a car and there is snow on the ground, it doesn't mean that you won't buy that car. It is just that you won't do it today. Demand for durable goods is not wiped out. It is usually only delayed. On the other hand, and believe you me, all economists have at the very least one other hand. If you were planning to take the family out for a Sunday brunch and there is a lot of snow on the ground, that demand is wiped out, since you cannot substitute it with a Monday brunch. And despite all of that, during the first quarter, personal consumer expenditures rose by 3%. Many economists were expecting this number to be around 2% or less due to weather conditions. And of course, demand for goods rose by a very low 0.4% as expected. Where the increase came was from the service sector. Consumers increased their expenditures on the services by a whopping 4.4%, significantly higher than the first quarter of 2013, which was only 1.5%. So the money we spend on snow shoveling was actually counted. The largest drop in the economic activities during the first quarter comes from the significant drop in private investment. Non-residential fixed investment, investment in equipment, and residential sector all recorded significant declines. In the overall, real gross private domestic investment dropped by 6.1%. This is a swing of more than 11% when compared with the 4.7% increase in investment during the first quarter of last year. Most economists attribute the significant drop in investment during the first quarter also to the adverse weather conditions. While some of it is obvious, like construction, which would be dramatically reduced due to weather condition, some of it is not all that obvious. For example, the 5.5% drop in investment in equipment cannot be all explained away by just citing adverse weather conditions. Overall, government expenditure also dropped during the first quarter. However, this was expected, and it is in line with what we have been observing over the last couple of years. Okay, where are we going from here? Most economists are forecasting a strong second quarter growth. The rate is expected to be somewhere north of 3%. For example, Deutsche Bank economist is forecasting a 4.2% growth for the second quarter. Some of it is undoubtedly due to the pent-up demand from the first quarter. While 4.2% may be too high a forecast, the consensus among economists is that this will be the year that we can all see and feel the economic recovery. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
For program support of WDIY, we thank Lehigh County, Northampton County, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.